Episode 2161, The Nature of Calmness.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy day. I hope you're having a splendid week. It might be a little bit crazy. Tis the season, but today is Wellness Wednesday, and it is time to focus on your body, your health. Where do you want it to go? The nature of calmness. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you are going to have the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. You know, the last thing we connect to our health journey is peace. Nutrition and fitness seem to drive chaos and disruption. Embrace the nature of calmness. Imagine what your day would be like if you went from one activity and responsibility to the next without cringing, yelling, hyperventilating because you're late, and yawning. I'm certain you would want to repeat that moment over and over and over again. I know I would, but it's hard to do what we want to change the habits and actions if we are constantly distracted by our own chaos. But maybe that's how you're living. In fact, some of us may actually call it healthy living. Some say it's chasing the squirrels, not being able to focus. Reminds me too much of my grand dog, Bentley. We go on walks together, and when he sees a squirrel, I have to brace for the possibility of dog skiing. Oh yes, heels in the ground, full speed ahead. Now I gotta tell you, it hasn't happened quite yet, but that's because I hunker down. I get in a squat position, ready for him to take off, biceps engaged so he won't go anywhere. But a lot of us, we don't do that. It's like, oh, I need this over here. I need to add this to my regimen. Oh, and by the way, I need this. However, there is truth in what we do, right? You are looking for the magic wand or magic pill to give you what you wanted for health for a long while now. You're like, gosh darn it, if I could just give up these last 10 pounds that I put on, well, let's see, after baby number three. Or it's, gosh darn it, this 2020 has been horrible. I've put on the 2015, and now here I am. We just want to wave a magic wand. We want to take that magic pill and make it all go away. But like anything, good things come with time. Yet time does not bear impatience. It calls for peace. Let there be peace. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Let there be peace. 'Tis the season. There really is not any reason to accept the terms of chaos and disaster just because. But maybe you're living that way. Maybe you are just building up this excuse tower that says, you know what? This is where my strength lies. Yep, I can't stick to a diet. Brick number one. I can't eat right because I've got three other mouths to feed, and so I just don't have time. Brick number two. Oh my goodness, our morning starts so early. We go to school. By the time I get everybody settled and I come back home, I just have got to get my day going. Brick number three. Pretty soon, you're brick up to 1,003. And this tower is so big, you don't even want to knock it down. We really begin to accept these terms of chaos and disaster in our own lives. They become the excuses that we live for, not go against. You can implement the changes you need to make in order to sustain the transformation you so desire. But, and that's a very big but, not yours, not mine, but the B-U-T but, it comes with great responsibility to yourself. And are we really willing to take on that responsibility? We might be for our children. We'll move mountains to get what they need, but we won't do it for ourselves. We'll move mountains for our spouse most of the time, but we won't do it for ourselves. We'll do it for our colleagues. We'll do it for our boss. We'll do it for our neighbors. We'll do it for our mom. We'll do it for our siblings. But when it comes to us, to you? Nope. You're on the back burner. You've been there for a very long time. And that excuse tower keeps getting taller and taller and taller to the point where you're like, I'm just going to stick over here to the chaos world because who cares about the nature of calmness? I don't have it. But you do. Let there be peace. How can you have peace in your life? Well, let's break it down. Number one, breathe more than fuss. Mm-hmm. A lot of us are fussing more than breathing. We got a lot of hot air and it's being used all in the wrong places. Complaining gets you nowhere fast. In fact, it slows you down and just frustrates you more. When you're uptight and have too much to do, breathe. Breathe. It gives you what? The opportunity to pause. Did you hear that? Do what's right in front of you. Don't fuss over what has already happened or what's to come. Breathe presence. It's not about fussing all the time. Who cares if somebody cuts you off? So long as you're safe, let them go on. Don't raise your blood pressure just because. Really? Does it really matter? Yeah, I know. I've been there. I've been cut off. Oh, okay, maybe not thousands of times, but definitely in the hundreds of times. And boy, is it frustrating. But I've realized, is it really worth me giving up a year of my life? Think about it. You raise your blood pressure, your hair then stresses out, so next thing you know, color may not be coming in a few years, and you're like, seriously? Yeah, you just fast-forwarded your life, you didn't need to. That's a whole different ballgame if someone got hurt and they cut you off. Yeah, I get that. But I'm talking about everyday living. We fuss over the littlest things and the biggest things, but the things that really matter, sometimes we're quiet on. So I really want you to think about breathing presence. Breathe more than fuss. Allow yourself to pause. Give your permission to pause. If you're having an argument with your spouse, in all seriousness, when you feel like you're going to come back and just bite his head off, I want you to breathe deeply. I want you then to inhale and exhale. And then I want you to take another breath. I want you to swallow. And in the middle of all of this, then you can think about how you're going to calmly respond to your husband. Breathe more than fuss. Number two, rest more than fret. And by fretting, I mean worry. We worry a lot nowadays. Just get on social media and you're worrying. Just turn on the news and you're worrying. If you have children, you worry about them. You worry about their safety. You worry about what they're doing in school. You're worrying about their friendships. You may even be worrying about stuff that you didn't even know you were worrying about. Your subconscious is working overtime. Rest. Sleep is important, however. You're probably catching Z's because most of us would not be alive if we're not sleeping. So you need to rest. You can't leave rest out. That's that stillness. Your day can easily be consumed with worry between kids, the hubby, house duties, dinner, in-laws, and don't forget the laundry and dishes. So take time for you. Rest your mind and your body from unnecessary tension or worry. Now, a lot of things, I know, it's easy to worry about. I get it. I don't have a perfect life. I know some people think that I get on here and I chat and I got it all put together. By golly, I do not. And there are times that I just sit down and I'm thinking, really, Lord, why me? Yeah, I have those moments. And more than often, I got a lot of stuff happening. And I have to stop for a moment and say, wait a minute. Who's in control? When I'm worrying and fretting, I'm trying to control everything. It does nobody any good, especially my health and well-being. Rest more than fret. And finally, number three, forgive more than blame. Health is a lifelong gift to yourself, or it can be a curse if you choose differently. So, if you fall off your plan, don't get in your exercise regimen, or celebrate for an extra meal or day or two, forgive and stop casting blame on yourself. We are so good at saying, oh, seriously, girlfriend, what were you thinking? Yeah, and this is yourself, you know, talking in your head. You're sabotaging anything and everything. All hope you're extinguishing. And you're like, seriously, you knew better? Why did you do this? You took it. You know what? If you took too many bites of your favorite cheesecake, let it go. Let it go. Forgive. Move on. This is by no means a pass not to do what's best for you. You have got to make a decision and stick to it the best that you can. But that doesn't mean that when you fail and you still want to scale, that you stop. Oh no, forgive and move forward. It's all about falling fast, failing fast, so you can move forward. Forgive. And forgiveness is a lot easier to do with someone else than it is with yourself. Because we can get into our own minds and we have these conversations. I mean, think about one of your latest conversations that you had, whether it's over food, whether you missed a run because it was raining outside, or somebody was late to work and you had to change your plans and your schedule, or oops, a backpack was left behind and you had to run to school and you're like, seriously, this is cutting into my time. Forgive more than blame. Because otherwise, if you're blaming all the time, guess what you're really doing? You're keeping score. Leave that for the games on the field. Football, soccer, okay, all of that. Leave it on the field. For your life, what you want to adopt is forgiveness. So do it. A healthy lifestyle is not about always the no's and the can'ts. It is knowing what your mind, body, and spirit need to perform at its optimum. So I got to ask you right now, in the hustle and bustle of the season, where do you need to find peace in living? And I really want you to think about that question. I want you to say, okay, am I on edge when I'm talking to my daughter? For whatever reason, I have no idea, but you do. Maybe when your husband walks in the door after a long day at work, all of a sudden you just feel like, oh my gosh, my back muscles are tight. I'm beginning to feel like I'm getting crinkles in my forehead. I don't know why. I just immediately go there. Why? What is that? Because you see, the nature of calmness is not about not having emotions, not being able to express who you are, to defend sometimes your position. I'm not saying that at all. Emotions are there for a reason. But they're also there for a reason to give us clues, not for a reaction. And sometimes we need to tap into those clues to understand where we are needing better positioning for our healthy living. What do you need in your life right now, in this season? In another season, it may look different, but right now, at this moment in time, what do you need for your body to operate at its most optimum greatness? Because in all honesty, if you're sitting in here and doing life and you're hustling and bustling it, you've just got so much coming and going. Busy is a word that you have adopted as this huge badge of honor, and it has now become a 75-pound weight that you carry with you every single day. Is that stress really worth that? Is that badge of honor something that you want to say, oh, look at me, and you can barely hold it up? Because your body is actually weakened. And you thought you were doing something healthy, but really you're not. You know, I call it like it is because for me personally, it is hard to slow down. It is hard to say, you know what? I got to be calm in the chaos of life. I've got to be able to breathe. And it's funny, my daughter was just saying the other day, she's like, oh, mom has got to talk. She just has got to always have words. And I thought about that for a minute. And I was like, you know what? I do like to talk a lot. Some would say I have the gift of gab. Old statement, yes. But then others would say, wait a minute, but she does have something valuable to say. Some would say, that's just how she processes it. Some would just say, oh, whatever, I don't care what she does. We all have different, right, opinions, perspectives. When I heard it from my daughter, I was like, you know what? To some degree, that's true. So what would it be like if I was to silence the chaos? If I was to tap into the nature of calmness and let there be peace? What would that look like in your life? I know for me, I might get more rest. I may not be as crabby. And I may actually live out the lifestyle I'm really aiming to right now. So what do you need? What do you want? Go after it today. Train for life. Love your journey. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.